Hello and welcome to the 215 Workman's Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds from KJBRD Radio Ministries in the city of Batangas, Philippines. This is the podcast of myself and Brother Landon Dunn, and we appreciate y'all being with us today to hear this message that we have for you, and we pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. I pray it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to complete the series, The Church, Which Is His Body, all right, and we're going to look at the seventh and final question to ask ourselves about this church, and that is, how does one cease to be a member of the church, which is his body? Okay, so go with me. Go with me to 1 John chapter 5, and we will read verses 12 and 13. 1 John chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Starting in verse 12, the King James Bible says this: He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, eternal life is revealed in the body of Christ. When something is eternal, it does not have an end. So let's go through some verses here. Start in John 5:24. And this is Jesus Christ speaking, and he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So there you see, hath everlasting life, forever. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and putting your faith and trust in him and his death, burial, and resurrection, at that very moment, the Holy Spirit comes inside of that person and he baptizes that person into the body of Christ. And then that person is sealed into the day of redemption, which you're going to see pretty soon. Right? Water baptism does not put you into the body of Christ. Okay, now let's go to Romans. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. The love of God is found at the cross of Calvary. Look at Romans 5:8 here. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Have you put your faith and trust in Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection? Then nothing's going to separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Philippians 3, verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven. Conversation is your lifestyle. It's not talking. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And then, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 4:13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Amen. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit dwells in each and every believer, dwells inside of them. And he goes wherever we go. And he knows what we go through. Amen. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He began a work in you, and he is going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ took our place on that cross. Should be us. But he took our place. He took the sins of the whole world on his shoulders. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. Took all of our sins and cast them into hell. You believe that? Believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? You trust it? You have eternal life and you're sealed until the day of redemption. praise God. Now, one of the problems with folks, you know, that believe that you can lose your salvation in this church age, one of the problems is that they confuse the body of Christ with Israel. They do not rightly divide the word of truth as per 2 Timothy 2:15. They cannot divide God's dealings with Israel in the Old Testament and Daniel's 70 week from God's dealing with a people under grace in the church age. After the cross, things are different. Things that are different are not the same. Another problem folks have in failing to distinguish the believer's standing in Christ from his state on the earth. That's another problem. They can't distinguish between standing and state of the believer. Now, our standing is partly described in 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You put your faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, you are a son of God. And nothing is going to change that. Absolutely nothing. Now look at Romans 8, 16 and 17. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. If you're saved, you will always be a son of God. Your salvation is sealed. It is secure in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We're kept by the power of God. Not by our own power, not by the things that we do or don't do. It's the power of God that keeps us. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. A saved person is sealed unto the day of redemption. The day of redemption is the rapture of the church, when we get our glorified bodies. Amen. Now, our state and experiences in this life is determined by how much we yield our fleshly members to the Spirit of God. All right, look at Romans 12. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, the believer has two natures. They got the flesh, which has a sinful nature, and they got the Holy Spirit living inside of them, that new man. And this is a saved person that I'm talking about, a believer. Okay? And the two are at war with each other. Look at Romans 7. Romans 7, verses 14 to 25. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I find that a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now look at Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, quite a few, they stop right there, right? And so a person will think, you know, a child of God, those who are in Christ Jesus, they have no condemnation. Well, that's not entirely true. A saved person, they don't have any condemnation of going to hell. But if they go out and commit a crime, God forbid, there could be some legal condemnation for that saved person, for that believer. So we need to continue with that verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see that? We need to be walking after the Spirit and not the flesh. Notice Spirit is capitalized. So that's the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, a saved person is going to have that spiritual warfare going on. You know, they're going to be pulled this way by the flesh, and then they're going to be pulled this way by the Spirit. So you got to make a choice. But if they go after the flesh, if they are saved, they are saved. Right? They will not lose their salvation. But does that give us a right and a free ticket to live our lives the way that we want to as a saved person, as a forgiven person? No, it does not. We should always strive to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. Amen? Walk after the Spirit, not the flesh. So to be carnally minded is death. And if we live after the flesh, we shall die. And you know, God has a spanking machine for His children, amen? Just as our parents, you know, spanked us. You know, when we got out of line, you know, God will spank us too. And God is not beyond taking His children home early because of their willful disobedience and bringing reproach to the cause of Christ. All right, look at 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5. To deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. So, look at this here. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5. You know what the number 5 is in the Bible? The number 5 is the number of death. And how many letters are in Satan? Look there in verse 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How about that? So there is a terror also at the judgment seat of Christ for the disobedient and unfaithful. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 to 11. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. So we should be walking after the Spirit and not the flesh. You know, we will give an account to the Lord. You know, and we will stand before Him at the judgment seat of Christ. Right? To receive rewards or not receive rewards. But no blood-bought child of God from the resurrection to the rapture ever lost his positional standing in Jesus Christ, nor ceased to be a member of this church, the body of Christ. It cannot be done. Amen? So, a saved person cannot cease to be a member of the body of Christ, the church. Amen? All right. That concludes the series, The Church Which Is His Body. You know, we answered 7 questions about this church, and I pray that this series, these messages have helped you. Pray that helped you to grow in grace. Amen. Help you to learn more about the body of Christ. Amen. All right. Thank you so very much for being with us today. Thank you for your prayers for us, our families, our ministries. Until next time, God bless you.